And welcome to Your Health with MU Healthcare on AM 1340 KXEO. Joining me this morning is Dr. Andrew Willer, and I'll have you give your exact title, if you would, sir.
Yeah, so I'm the Chief of Metabolic and Bariatric Surgery for the School of Medicine at the University of Missouri, as well as the Medical Director for Weight Loss Surgery for MU Healthcare.
Thank you for joining us this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about bariatric surgery, if you will, and would you just kind of tell everyone who's listening this morning what that is exactly?
Yeah, so bariatric surgery is a catch-all term for weight loss surgery, is a better way to say it. And weight loss surgery is encompasses different procedures that change how a person eats, helps a person lose weight through surgical methods.
As I understand it, the surgery is a permanent weight loss deal, and it can also remove some chronic conditions. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so one of the big things about weight loss surgery is it very effectively and for the long term helps a person lose weight and keep it off. In addition, because of that weight loss, but then also some of the effects of weight loss surgery, even apart from weight loss, we see conditions such as diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea go down. And with that also then, those are risk factors for things like heart disease and liver disease and lung disease. And so some of those conditions can even be improved or prevented through weight loss surgery.
So how would someone know if this kind of surgery would be right for them?
You know, when I talk to people about weight loss surgery as an option, there's a couple things we're looking for. Number one is for insurance companies to pay for weight loss surgery, usually a person needs to be about 100 pounds over their ideal body weight. A little bit less overweight than that is reasonable if you have one of those conditions I already mentioned, sleep apnea, high blood pressure, diabetes, or heart disease. In addition, or to be technical, it's a BMI of 40 or more, or a BMI of 35 with those conditions. And then generally we want someone to look at that if they've tried other methods in the past and have not been successful. A lot of patients that struggle with their weight have struggled with their weight for many years, have tried to lose weight for many years, and they're at that point where they want to, you know, improve their health, and so they start looking at weight loss surgery.
Are there any side effects from the surgery?
Yeah, so one of the misconceptions about weight loss surgery is it's very dangerous and lots of people die from weight loss surgery. And what we've seen over the last decade and definitely over the last 20 to 30 years is weight loss procedures have become very, very safe. And so now the procedures are done laparoscopically. Most people go home with one night in the hospital, sometimes two nights. The major complication rates like death and GI leaks and bleeding are really quite low. And so most people do quite well with the procedures and lose weight and keep it off for the long term.
You've seen a really good response from a lot of people wanting to get this surgery here in the area?
Yeah, you know, we're seeing more and more people start to show interest, especially as a lot of physicians in this area, but around the country, from different specialties like endocrinologists that specialize in diabetes and pulmonologists that deal with sleep apnea, and even primary care doctors who treat, you know, all of these conditions in patients. And what we're seeing is that as physicians, but also people see the profound effects of weight loss surgery on a person's health, at the same time seeing how really quite safe these procedures are, people are starting to recognize that this is a good, reasonable option, and are thus, you know, we're seeing more and more people look into weight loss surgery.
So if they have the surgery afterwards, will they'll still need to watch their diet and exercise to keep that weight off, is that right?
Yeah, so we work with patients for the long term with diet and exercise. So it's not simply that we just do surgery and then we say, hey, good luck. In fact, a lot of patients that come to see me now who want follow-up care, who have had weight loss surgery many, many years ago, routinely will say, wow, when I did this before, I didn't have any of this follow-up care. And what we strive to is to provide a very comprehensive care for people, not just to make sure that they do well from surgery and they have a safe, effective operation, but that for the long term, they keep the weight off and are able to maintain those lifestyle changes.
So what are your recommendations for somebody who thinks that they're right for this surgery, and how would they go about getting in contact with MU Healthcare and yourself over here?
Yeah, so the first thing that you can do is you can go online, Google MU Healthcare, bariatric surgery, weight loss surgery, and come visit our website. And that can really walk you through the entire process. You can also call our office at 573-882-LOSE. And our office staff can help set you up. Most people are going to require some sort of a diet program that their insurance mandates. We have people see a behavioral specialist to make sure that they're prepared to have weight loss surgery, and our office can guide you through that whole process. We have people we work with both in our office and collaborate with that can help meet all of those needs. So once you call, once you let us know you're interested, we can walk through the journey with you, verifying your benefits with your insurance company, letting you know if you have coverage, and then all the way up to surgery, and then for years beyond.
Thank you, sir, for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's been another edition of Your Health with MU Healthcare on AM 1340 KXEO.